Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Great Monday to be alive here on Kyle Brust in Northman. I am Kyle Wallace. He is Brad Northman. Behind the glass is Alex Strofe. You're listening to Kyle Brust in Northman on ESPN Wisconsin. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Also, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to ESPN Milwaukee on the YouTubes. That's ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. Give us a thumbs up and a like. Make sure you give us a subscribe. ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and ESPN Madison on YouTube. Boy, I'm so happy to have Brad back today, Stro.
Yeah, it really is nice to have Brad back. I'm looking forward to hearing from him post-vocal cord surgery. I'm curious to hear what he sounds like. So it's gonna be a fun show today, yeah. Having Brad back in the fold. Ben's off. You failed to mention that.
Yeah.
Great time at his wedding.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We'll have to talk about that. MVP Strofe, according to himself. So delusional Strofe was out. So yeah. Bradley. Yeah.
Self-appointed MVP at one point. I don't know that I stand by that, but I did say that on Saturday.
We'll talk about your delusion at some point. We'll talk about delusional Strofe at some point. But Bradley's back, so make sure you all go to YouTube so you can see our boy Brad as he is back in the flesh,
utilizing his humidifier.
Now that's interesting, right? He has this performance enhancing tool.
Laramie Tunsil was it with the face mask?
Oh yes, the gas mask.
That's what Brad looks like.
Don't act like you don't know what that was. You know exactly
that's what Brad
what
looks
was.
Like right now.
Brad is out here getting, you know, zooted, I guess.
Zooted.
Getting absolutely zooted. But I'm Strofe, you're a curious George, right?
I am,
like,
yes.
You have so many different questions. We're gonna have the big reveal, Brad. So tune in. That wonderful voice that Brad had
not yet,
before,
though.
And or still has. We'll find out. We don't know. But I know Alex Strofe is Curious George, and he just could not wait for Brad to come back, not to welcome him back and be happy that he's healthy again, but more just to be nosy and does what he does best. Annoy people with 1,000 questions. Why do you want to pester him with so many questions, Strofe?
Well, because he's been gone for 2.5 weeks. A lot has happened.
Who you tell?
His voice has changed. Or at least we think.
You know his voice has changed. Have you talked to him? I haven't talked to Bradley.
I haven't either.
I didn't talk to him at our table at night because I want to let him rest that voice, because Kyle Brustin Northman is very, very important. I want to make sure Bradley gives it his all when he comes back. It's a lot of talking, because last time he did a lot of talking, he got some polyps on his throat.
I'm also curious how he communicated with his wife when he had to be silent for 5 days. Did he cough? Did he ever get worried?
He couldn't cough. You know, I would have snapped, because that would have made baby girl mad. And I like being irritable.
You know. That's definitely not a you thing, being
and
irritable.
And as soon as I got my little voice, I could make noise. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey, I would have made noises to get her attention. Because I know it would have annoyed her.
Did he ever worry his voice wouldn't come back at all? That's another question I have.
That is a good question. The worst thing for me, I didn't want to bring it up because, you know, anxiety is real. Mm-hmm. And the anxiety I would have, not from not talking for 5 days, that's one thing. Being told if I talk at all during the next 5 days, it could completely ruin the surgery. I would have been going crazy, losing my mind, and then listening to Kyle Brustin Northman here in Strofe say, I wonder how he feels not being able to talk. I don't know if I would be able to not talk for that long. Like, I was like, let's just leave that alone. Let's not talk about that whatsoever, because I don't want Brad to have to think about that. But, of course, you didn't care about that, Strofe, because Curious George, you know, was just putting that stuff in his mind.
In my defense, I wouldn't make it 5 days. We've all dealt with me enough. I can barely make it 5 minutes, let alone 5 days without saying a peep.
They would have had to just give you everlasting drip, that with the drip, the anesthesia.
Drip.
The anesthesia, you know, they give you the anesthesia.
Well, they could have given me mouth tape.
No, mouth tape.
I don't know if they needed to put me under for a
You can't go,
almost
you
got
to be quiet. You have to be absolutely quiet. And so they would have had to give you that extra drip of anesthesia.
Well,
put you in a coma for 5 days.
Are we certain that Brad made it all 5 days without making a peep?
Ooh, that is a great question. Brad's just so like regimented and follows the rules.
He claimed his first word was Brewers. I don't know if I believe him on that.
That's a lie.
I have a lot of questions for him.
Once he started talking, the Brewers started losing again. So maybe we need him to
go back to surgery.
I mean, hell, if Brad has to be silent for the Brewers to win more baseball games, then I'm willing to sacrifice his voice until October. In November. Oh, is this the big reveal? Brewers!
Ow. How do I sound, guys? Not as raspy. I got that silky, smooth voice I once did. I was told by my voice therapist that I speak all wrong. She's like, you have to relearn how to talk.
Okay,
that's basically what she said. And I got questions for all your answers, Kyle and Strofe.
You have
and
answers
KVN
for all
Nation.
Our questions. But, Bradley, can we just point out to the fact that it is odd to hear his voice like this?
He sounds odd.
Brad, we got to get a live read of him just 2 weeks ago.
Puberty's been reverted.
Yeah.
What I did, because I was a little bit concerned, because you guys are right. There's a lot of questions to be answered, and I'm going to answer them. But on Wednesday night before my surgery, I was a little concerned about not only the 5 days of silence, but what if she coughs as the scalpel's down there and snips my vocal cords. I'm a mute for life. So I went into my voice memos, and I recorded a few things that I could speak to Lexi just in case I wanted to communicate something. So I had a number of different things. This one's called explanation. Are you ready for this one? So I can turn this in case, because someone answered the door, and I was the only one there with the boys. So I had to literally pause up my phone and play this.
I had voice surgery, and I can't speak for a few days.
That's a recording on my voice. On my thing.
How many of those do you have?
I've got a lot.
How do you plan so far ahead?
It's part of it. She also said, in case, because my wife's 38 and a half weeks pregnant, she said, I want you to record. If I go into labor, I want you to be the one to tell me if it's a boy or girl, because we're waiting. So I recorded this.
It's a boy.
And?
It's a girl.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this. I'm just, Brett, are you at a loss of words?
I love you, Lexi. I love Lexi.
That was one of them.
I love Lexi.
A simple.
No.
And a simple.
Yes.
What else do I got?
So wait. Did you play this for anytime Lexi asked you a question, did you play those?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
As often as I could. Well, this is another one.
Time to eat, boys. Time to eat.
Did the boys smile when they heard it?
A lot of them include their name, so I'm not gonna say those.
Can we just say, again, 800-990-3776. Bradley Nortman is back. He was gone for 2.5 weeks because he had to have surgery on his vocal cords. He developed polyps on his vocal cords because he was trying to keep up with crazy Ben Brust and myself and Alex Strofe talking loud and nonstop, and he developed polyps on his voice. And now we are presenting to you the new voice of Bradley Nortman.
Yep, that's right. So this is the new and improved Brad Nortman. This is probably the Brad Nortman we all experienced back in, when the show's genesis. But I've had a raspy voice for probably like 10 months now.
I'm lost. This is not the voice.
This is the new me. You better get used to it, Kyle.
I can't get used to it, Brad. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like Soap said, in reverse puberty. Puberty. Well, the things went back.
Don't tell me that you liked raspy Brad better.
Raspy,
that's unhealthy, Brad.
Brad sounds like a grown man.
What do I sound like then? Like a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, Brad. I'm not trying to be rude or disrespectful, because let me tell you.
My voice
is high. Like, I get it. I got a high voice. I got an annoying voice. I get it. I understand. I'm sorry for KB and Nation. You got to listen to me. But, Brad, going from raspy voice to high-pitched voice Brad, who sounds like a 13-year-old, it's an adjustment. For those who are listening, and again, you can go to ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube or ESPN Madison on YouTube, Dugio said, if I wasn't watching on YouTube, I wouldn't think this was Brad's voice. Holy sugar honey iced tea.
Yeah, I mean, that's how big of a transformation it was.
This is a new guy.
Lexi did even say that there's part of her that misses Raspy Brad. Raspy Brad brought a level of masculinity to the household.
Wow.
That high-pitched Brad just can't deliver on.
Masculinity? Whoa, that's... Well, I guess she got pregnant with Raspy Voice Brad, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, she did?
Let's see. That was mid-December. That was
Brad,
probably right around then.
Brad,
maybe
your voice
that's
has
what
been raspy
it.
For legitimately almost a year.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
I think it was right around like right around Thanksgiving and Christmas. I think there were even, you know, the boys that were fostered, I think there was a little bit of an adjustment for them, too.
When they heard, who the hell is this?
I think they were kind of looked at me wide-eyed and shocked, absolutely shocked. But to answer your question, how did I get Lexi's attention?
Yes.
Because Lexi's across the room, all the way at the other side of the estate, and I can't speak. So how did I do that? There's two ways, right? So you already did one of them. I would do the old... little fast clap.
Hey, you
little
clap. Fast clap. Ooh, I know Lexi
and
like
Lexi
that.
Lexi hated that. She hated being clapped at.
Did you do it because, yeah, of course you love her, but you knew she hated it a little bit, but you had
a
to get her
bit.
Attention?
Yeah. And especially if it was like there, if it was not urgent, it'd be a slow clap. You know, it'd be like a, you know, but if the boys were getting into something or if it was an emergency, it'd be a fast clap. Another one would be a kind of a.
You had a.
Now, I wouldn't have a bell, but I would take my water jug here, and I would, you know, do a little bit of that in the background, kind of like a cowbell.
Bradley, I can't believe
call
you
my lady.
I can't believe you would do that to your pregnant wife.
Well, how else am I supposed to?
I don't know. A bell would suffice. I think a bell suffice. A bell is just like ding, hitting, clapping fast to get somebody's attention.
I have a question.
Can grow annoying.
Yes,
you have many, I'm sure.
I have a ton. So you played the voice memo before of I need to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
You didn't have surgery on your legs.
But like if I just got up unannounced, wait. If you have to go to the bathroom and it's just you and your girl, do you say I have to go to the bathroom or
I
you
do.
Just get up and go?
No,
I just get up and go.
No. I said,
no, you tell her.
No, I said, oop, I got a boo-boo.
No, she usually says.
I legitimately did that
sometimes
yesterday.
I say that, I guess. If I'm going to be gone a while, but if I'm just going number one, I'll just get up. And sometimes she'll go, where are you going? And I'll say, oh, I'm just going to the restroom.
Oh, yeah. We declare it in our household. We declare
every time?
Just about,
basically.
Just about, ooh, I gotta go. Boo-boo.
Basically,
ooh, I gotta pee. I gotta tinkle.
Yeah, I gotta go pee.
I do it. I
gotta go to the
bathroom. It's communication.
So did you play that every time you went to the bathroom for 5 days?
I played it often. It's probably my most played one.
Oh, you pee a lot.
And
at night
I'll play the "I love you" one. Yeah. Well, yeah. Hydrating.
I love
a lot of hydrating.
You.
Yeah. The "I love Lexi." I love Lexi.
And I love Lexi.
That's right. I do love Lexi. And even that guy, the guy that the "I love Lexi" guy. The old
that's,
Brad.
That's AI, Brad. That's not real.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Love Lexi.
AI Brad is probably closer to gritty voice Brad than this current Brad.
I don't know. You sound like AI Brad. You don't sound
like... This doesn't
like,
sound like me?
No, Brad. This does not... This is. I'm going to close my eyes and keep talking, Brad.
I will say, another way that we communicated...
That ain't Brad. He's a poser. Where's my real Brad at?
I'm an imposter.
Where the hell is Lexi?
Is this like in Men
Who
in Black?
Who is this clone?
When like the farmer... was eaten by the alien, and then they put on like the alien, the guy's skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just not me. The communication was hard. Lexi said, day five, this is how I knew I needed to start talking. She said, I can see why marriages fail if you don't communicate. Because she got to the level of frustration where she's like, you gotta talk. We might have to end this silence early and just risk it. Because not talking was so painful. The whiteboard was too slow, right? Too slow to write it down and then turn and be like,
okay.
You
gotta read it.
Way too slow. Texting was even too frustrating because I'd be like, I'm like 3 feet from Kyle. I'd look at him, say, you know, kind of do my old or clap, hold the phone up, and then start texting her. Oh. She didn't love that.
Between you and the boys, my goodness.
I know. And by the end of that, I was just basically doing gestures, you know, like, you know, two words. Whatever. She learned also by the end of it to give me options. She's asking me a question. Do you want chicken or do you want, you know, noodles for dinner? Whatever. She knew to give me options and not ask open-ended questions. And I would do one clap for the first option and two claps for the second option.
Why wouldn't you
option?
Just hold up one or two? You have fingers.
Because I liked clapping.
He liked the clapping.
I liked the clapping.
The clapping had to be
something powerful about
it
clapping.
It is. Have you ever noticed when, like, think about it. Somebody's trying to get you to, hey, he's like, Whoa! Imagine being at a bar. Like, I've gotten snapped on before by a waitress or bartender for clapping. Snap, actually, got me kicked out the bar.
Clapped at a waitress?
Hell, she had to give me my money.
No,
I had
that's
change.
Rude.
She took the 20 when I she only needed to take 8. I said, hey, you.
You deserve to get kicked out for that.
Well, yeah, I never got my money back either.
That is absurd.
I had some choice words for that woman.
Wisconsin fam on Twitter has chimed in and asked Brad, do you sound different to yourself?
Yes, I do.
What do you like better?
It's a new version of myself. It's new and improved. I feel like I kind of miss the gritty Brad. If I knew it wasn't detrimental and my voice cords weren't eroding before my very eyes,
oh, wow.
I would have.
Eroding?
Eroding. Or deteriorating, some might say.
Oh, that's what was happening?
Yeah. So one polyp became 3.
Damn.
They cut them out and they were bigger than they thought. But yeah, I miss Raspy Brad. If I had levers, right, and I could turn on Raspy Brad when I wanted to, and then flip on smooth silky Brad when I wanted to, that'd be the best of both worlds. I'm stuck
yet?
With this guy.
Are you able to sing or no?
I haven't tried singing
yet. Turn up on a Friday. When we come back, turn up on a Thursday. What day was it?
Turn up on the weekend?
The song that you
love.
Yeah,
turn up for the weekend. That's what it's called.
I want to maybe hear you sing that song at some point.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, that's a pretty low... turn up. I still can't sing. I still can't. Even just two words, I know I still can't sing.
I don't know. That sounded a little bit better than what
you
were
saying. You said something right off the top that we never really addressed. You said you were speaking all wrong.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So I went and saw my voice therapist.
Hi.
Who recommended this Darth Vader-like vaping-esque contraption. It's a humidifier. It's supposed to humidify my vocal cords. Right, so it's humidify my vocal cords.
Ooh, nice.
But she said I would take chest breaths, is what they were called. Like when I would breathe in, it would breathe in through my chest and not my diaphragm. The chest is more shallow than a deep diaphragm breath.
Who the hell because breathes the breath, from the diaphragm?
The breath is the motor to your words. Did you know that's the motor to your vocal cords? So I wasn't giving it enough horsepower for what I was coming out with. So it's got to be
a
diaphragm.
A lot of analogies going on here.
Yeah, diaphragm breath, you know. And then you use that to speak. But not only that, there's something called, like, singers out there will know what I'm talking about, but like a head voice versus like a chest voice.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I got to speak in more head voice. Head voice is like speaking to where you feel like it's like if we all were to hum together. You can feel the sensation of speaking coming like in the jaw level.
Oh, yeah. I talk from the jaw all the time.
Yeah, but like wrongly and straining your vocal cords too much is kind of speaking back here. Speaking back here from your vocal cords.
So Brad, you speak like this.
Yeah.
Brad, that's how.
And it creates.
Your chest has to be exhausted every day.
Yeah, I was pretty fatigued. But look at me now. I've got a new voice. I've got a new way to motor that voice with my diaphragm. I'm speaking in different ways. My humidifier is still going. I'm back, baby. I'm back.
No, you're not
I'm
back.
So back.
You're a brand new person.
I am so back.
I don't like it. Strofe, what would you vote? Yay or nay? Raspy voice Brad or new Brad?
I just want healthy Brad.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, Strofe.
800-990-3776. This is Kyle Brustin Nortman. And Bradley Nortman, the Nortman of KBN, is back with his, I guess, new, I wouldn't say improved voice. Say something, Bradley.
It's good to be back, KBN Nation.
He said it's good to be back, and it surely is good to be back. And one thing that Bradley, we haven't heard his opinion on, he's missed a lot. You missed the last two preseason games for the Green Bay Packers, and a lot has happened over those 2 weeks. I got dragged on social media for calling Jordan Love injury prone.
I saw that. I said, that man did it again.
Jaden Reed is out with injury. Romeo Doubs decided to skip a practice, or he decided to put his health first instead of going out there for a joint practice, and so much more. But I'm telling you this right now, the Packers preseason is over. And I want to know, what did we learn? Did we learn anything, KBN Nation, from the past 3 preseason games? I'll let you know, but Bradley Nortman will let you know as well. Did we learn something good, or did we learn something bad from the Packers preseason thus far? This is Kyle Brustin Nortman. We'll be back coming up to talk about the Green Bay Packers and whether or not you actually learned something from the preseason.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Student Athlete Support Fund is something I was looking at. I'm ultimately likely going to give to the I was in life.
Long week.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It is Kyle Bruston-Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin. No Ben Brust as he is gallivanting around the world as he celebrates him and his brand new bride. Again, congratulations to Benny Brust. Keep it locked because we will recap the wedding. Strofe now once again believes he was the MVP of the wedding.
Okay, Ben,
that's quite a claim,
Ben,
by the way.
Ben Brust was the MVP of the wedding. Let's be clear.
Okay, yes.
But what about the bride?
The bride was also the MVP of the wedding. I'm saying aside from like the wedding party, of invited guests that weren't in the wedding party, I think I was the MVP.
Yeah, I disagreed, but I did get some additional information. I still disagree, but a little bit better.
Are you referring to a video you received in the break?
I am referring to a video I received during the break.
And what was I doing in said video?
We'll tease it. We'll have
you
people,
might be disqualified from MVP in that video.
That's very true.
Why?
Because you were touching somebody you probably shouldn't have been touching.
The bride around. What's
you
wrong with
supposed
that?
Did you talk to her husband? I know one thing. You touch my baby, I'm smacking the taste out your mouth.
Why is that bold? That's bold.
Dancing with the bride?
Yeah.
They didn't even have their own first dance on Friday night.
They did a bunch of dances.
Did they have their own dance?
They didn't have a first dance.
They didn't? I'm pretty sure they did.
No.
They might have.
No.
We were in the corner.
I think they did.
Regardless,
I don't recall. I didn't realize that was what will the entire show.
You're not even that close with her.
Yeah. We're
friends.
No, you're not friends with her, Strofe. Just because you sat on the wrong side doesn't mean you're friends. You're not friends with his fiance. Stop saying that.
Me
you consider
spinning
everybody
the bride around is a bad idea?
It's a horrible idea.
We were dancing.
The bride should be dancing with her husband.
Or her brother.
I mean, that's a great question.
Acting a fool, having a good time.
Maybe she's dancing with her dad, and her dad gives her a spin. But not you, Alex Strofe. Some random guy that she works with all due respect, you were invited because of Ben.
You guys were tight.
I was just having fun.
Do you think, did she welcome the spin? We might need to watch this video.
She was
like
laughing.
In depth.
She looked uncomfortable.
No, she didn't.
Did you reach out to her?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, did you reach out your hand?
I think we were kind of like dancing in front of each other, so I reached out my hand.
Yeah,
I definitely initiated.
Yeah, we know Strofe did initiate it, but we'll definitely get into that more. So make sure you keep it locked here to Kyle Bruston-Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin, because we're going to recap the wild weekend and the wild wedding it was of our boy Benny Brust finally getting married. We talked about the engagement for over a year, and he finally jumped the broom last Friday. We're going to give you all the news. And also, we'll tell you about Scalzo's speech. That was memorable as well. But something that wasn't memorable for some is the Green Bay Packers preseason. And listen, the preseason is a time, right? It's a time where you're supposed to learn something about your team. We all get so excited for football to be back, and it's a time for us to see who is taking that next step that we talked about. And for me, Bradley, I feel like this preseason was a little bit of a dud and us actually finding out who's taking the next step. So what I want to know, KB and Nation, at 800-990-3776, also watching streamers live on YouTube, that's 1017 the ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
Whoa.
Damn it, I was thinking of the next thing I was gonna say. Damn it, dang it, dang it. ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
Hey, we got a coin jar back here.
Yeah, I'll put coins in.
Yep. What's the coins for normally?
I don't know what they're for normally.
We just began the producer party fund. Me, Josh DiMaggio, Will Summers.
I'm a producer. Wait a minute. Why was I told about this party fund?
Well,
there you go.
Identifying yourself as on the wrong radio station, you can go ahead and contribute.
Brad,
to the
what was I doing before
fund.
The show? Oh, 800-990.
You were training yourself. I get my mind right. I'm lead host in this show.
I gotta get my mind right. Don't go there. Stay here. ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. ESPN Madison on YouTube. But what we want to know is this. Did you come away with more questions or answers from the Green Bay Packer preseason? Now, Brad, you had a lot of time to lay around, sit around, and watch a lot of Green Bay Packers. Did you come away with more answers about our beloved Green Bay Packers or more questions?
Well, to use the start of training camp as sort of the delineation of, okay, these are the questions we have, and I hope that they're answered by the time the training camp is over. Officially, training camp is over now, and cuts are tomorrow to see who the final roster is going to be. And Kyle, I got more questions than I do answers. Let's start with the questions that were questions before that are still questions now. And that includes the cornerback room and the D-line room specifically. The cornerback room, yeah, Nate Hobbs, who's been injured most of camp and is still fighting off a little bit, and the guys you hope to step up and say, okay, they're going to be cornerback one, and they're going to be really good, and Keyshawn Nixon and Carrington Valentine, they haven't really done that. Whether it be the preseason games, the joint practices, it's not like, or even against the Packers' own wide receivers. How many different clips did we see of Matthew Golden cooking the cornerback room? So I look at the cornerbacks and I look at the D-line, who again were basically non-existent in most of the preseason games and a little bit hit or miss throughout the joint practices. So the big questions I have, obviously on defense, cornerback, D-line, those still remain questions for me. The other one is the wide receiver room. What started out as some questions popping out has now come with a cascading amount of questions because we still don't really know who wide receiver one is. But not only that, there's injuries to Jaden Reed, Romeo Doubs injury, but a little bit inconsistent as far as you said, being able to be available. Still don't know about Christian Watson and Dontavian Wicks taking the next step. So there's so many different question marks. But then how about new questions? Jordan Love. Jordan Love's injury, now it's a non-throwing hand. He had surgery. He'll be ready to go for week one.
There you go, Brad. That's how you not like the social media's on fire.
Yeah, exactly. You delicately put that in there. But we know what Jordan Love is like when he doesn't have enough preparation and when he's dealing with any kind of injury. We saw that all last year. So my concern is, not only that, the offensive line, I feel like has question marks. In fact, they had to trade a guy for a guy yesterday to increase its depth. So for me, there's more questions than there are answers for the Green Bay Packers. And my biggest question that I'm concerned with is Jordan Love. I mean, Jordan Love is now going to go from a position to where he needs timing, he needs time with receivers, he needs to be comfortable, and he didn't get any of that in the short time in preseason that he did have was struggling. So I feel more uncertain about how this team's going to perform early than I did even a month ago.
Yeah, 800-990-3776. The preseason has concluded for the Green Bay Packers, and they now shift into game mode week one against the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field. And we want to know right here on KBN, did you come away with more questions and answers? And, Brad, I'm right there with you. I have a lot of questions. You talked about it. We don't know what's going on with wide receiver number one. We don't know what's happening with that. I mean, we came into the season hoping that Matthew Golden would emerge, and it looks like not based off him earning it, based off him having to be put in the position to be wide receiver number one, because Jaden Reed, no real update on what his injury situation is. We know Christian Watson is going to be out. Tay Wicks is probably going to be fine, coming back at some point. And Romeo Doubs, again, we worried about his health last season because he got banged up quite a bit. And then again, he had a back issue in camp this year. And so right now, what are they going to do at wide receiver? Wide receiver one is a huge question mark for a football team that hasn't really had time to practice much together. And then you think about cornerback one. The Packers don't have a CB1 on the roster. And the guy that was in the running be considered CB1, for me, I've seen more from Bo Melton, not Steven, and Nate Hobbs as a Green Bay Packer at cornerback. That is a problem. Will Nate Hobbs be healthy enough and good to go come week one coming back from the knee? We still don't know that as well, and I alluded to it earlier. QB1, I trust that Jordan Love is going to be okay and ready to go, but will there be any lingering impacts from that thumb? He had surgery. It sounds like he struggled a little bit in the joint practice last week, Thursday, against the Seahawks. And not saying that this is going to linger into the season, but I still want to make sure that Jordan Love and that thumb is as healed as possible and is no impact whatsoever. Because if he has any impact from being able to grip the football, do play action fake, or do anything with that thumb, then that's great for the Packers. Because last season, as we already know, Jordan Love was not healthy at all last season. And we need a healthy Jordan Love in order to elevate this offense. You talked about the defensive line. We got no answer from the defensive line. You say, okay, Lucas Van Ness has some flash plays, but at the end of the day, I was hoping to hear that this guy won't be stopped. He won't be stopped. We still got to wait till week one to figure out what that defensive line is going to be. So overall, I still have a lot of burning questions, and we don't have any more time at this point, right? At this point, it's time to get ready for the Detroit Lions, and whatever they put on the football field in 2 weeks is what they put on the field. But a lot of questions that I think the Green Bay Packers still have to answer, unfortunately, through preseason. And Brad, you being a former NFL player, right? You got a lot of time, being a punter, you got a lot of time to watch and sit in meetings and have no pressure, right? You low pressure, you had your job locked up, but you're in the meetings on the offensive side, right? Special teams, and you kind of saw guys starting to emerge. Are you concerned from your former player perspective that the Green Bay Packers haven't had any big names to watch during this preseason?
Yeah, because this is the most comfortable it's going to be. I know that there was a time when training camp used to be, oh, we're gonna break you down. It's going to be gritty. That's not the case anymore. Now with, you know, they try to put you in the best position possible, whether it be these joint practices, preseason games, or training camp in general, to show what you can do. That's the whole point of training camp now. It's become more about evaluation and less about, you know, breaking you down and proving that you can be a football player. So you would think that guys would take that time and really take the next step and show what they can do so that week one, you hit the ground running. If you compare to the Packers to any major contender right now, like the Bills or the Ravens or Philadelphia or Washington, those guys know who they are. There's very little question marks at most position groups, and they're going to take week one and they are going to be rolling, downhill rolling. With the Green Bay Packers, these questions need to be answered. They're going to be answered, but my concern is now they're going to be answered over the course of the first couple months of the season, right? Because cornerback, D-line, even Jordan Love's play at corner, quarterback and wide receiver, the timing that it takes for those guys, the questions will be answered, but you'd rather answer them now as opposed to mid-October. And I think early on when the schedule came out, said, okay, we got Detroit at home and then a short week against Washington. That is a benefit for the Green Bay Packers. Most guys returning, you feel good about, you know, maybe catching these guys early, playing at home. Now I feel the opposite. Yeah. Now I'm like, you know what? If the Packers go 1-1, that's a success. 0-2, I'm not saying they're going to, but I could certainly see how training camp has gone, that they will, it's going to be hard for them to play their best football early, given all these question marks.
I mean, they went 2-1 in preseason, and I walked away saying, ugh. I walked away uninspired. There was nothing inspiring about any of the preseason performance, and I think the biggest negative for the Green Bay Packers, and I love my Packers, I'm going to roll with them and rock with them, but the biggest takeaway was Omar Brown, who got hurt, but Omar Brown in the scrimmage, basically, that they had, the family night practice, was probably the biggest pop that they had. Strofe, I mean, as somebody who loves the Packers, was there anybody else, the biggest performance coming out of training camp was in a scrimmage?
No.
Okay, who had a bigger performance?
One catch,
okay.
39 yards.
There you go. All right.
That's all I need to say.
I love it too. I love it too. But if that's the only thing that we have as a takeaway.
Well, it's hard to get a grander takeaway because most of the starters didn't play for most of the preseason.
But they're still young. There's still other guys that can pop. Other guys like Tyron
Hopper had a really good preseason.
That's the one guy, but he's still a backup. Like,
yeah,
there's no friend.
Yeah, most of the storylines were.
Quay Walker had a nice sack on Saturday, but again, they didn't play that long. To your point, you know, you didn't see a ton of the actual starters out there together. Jordan Love didn't play after the first game. Aaron Banks was dealing with an injury their offseason signing at left guard. So, sure, but again, it's the preseason. I don't have that big of a concern. This is, while the youngest team in the league, still an experienced team at this rate because all these guys have played in the postseason for the most part each of the last 2 years. I'm really not that worried. Yes, the start of the schedule is tough. I don't disagree with you. The good news is the six games after that are all very winnable, even if they were to start 0-2, which I don't think they will. Both games at home, it's a short week. As long as Jordan Love is healthy, I'm good. And that's ultimately the place we're trending to.
What about anything on defense? D-line, cornerbacks, anything like that?
I would say Saturday was the most encouraging sign. 5 sacks on Saturday on Jalen Milroe, but only one of them was by an actual starter in Quay Walker. Saturday, a little bit encouraging, but again, Kenny Clark didn't play. Devontae Wyatt didn't play. So you don't have your real starters out there in the preseason. So it's hard to draw a giant conclusion. Jason Wilde, I'm sure, will bring this up when he joins us at 3:15, but I'll bring it up here. They lost 27-2 in week 2 of the preseason last year. It doesn't really matter.
Tell yourself whatever you have to, but I'm right there with you. Preseason doesn't matter, but the cohesiveness of a unit and a team, that's the thing that I want to see, and I don't know if we had that continuity. But 800-990-3776, did you get more questions or more answers from the Green Bay Packers preseason now that training camp is basically concluding and they're getting ready to gear up for week one against the Detroit Lions? That's 800-990-3776. You can call in or text in on the Carbless Talk and Text line where Liz is more about that question or whether the Green Bay Packers, you learn more with questions or you got more answers from the preseason. But coming back, or when we come back, Strofe, you ready?
Wheel of Strofe!
This is going to be Brad's first time with the Wheel of Strofe in 2.5 weeks. Let's see if Strofe still sucks at it. Keep it locked. We'll have more coming next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
DKB, they get all my love, all my energy, and all my time. I'll be danged if GKB and Craig not going to allow me to take my half an hour boo-boo. If I need to do they need to allow
that's
me to do that.
That's your whole lunch break.
I don't even take a lunch break. I work during lunch.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Willing to work for.
Listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman here on ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Kyle Wallace. He's Brad Nortman. Say what up, Brad.
Hey, what up, KBN Nation?
Hey, listen to that
boy. Hey, what up?
Hey, what up?
He's back. You heard Alex Strofe as well. And now it is time for more Alex Strofe. Brad, are you ready for the Wheel of Strofe?
I am ready for the Wheel of Strofe. If anything, I like hearing the Wheel of Strofe open because, again, it's old Brad. You can hear old Brad just tailing right along in that Wheel of Strofe open.
Well, I want to hear old Brad coming up here with Wheel of Strofe.
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe.
Question. Yes. Just taking over the airwaves.
I love it. Yeah, take over, Brad.
Have you been doing push-ups? Are we improving?
No,
do we have summer body stroke?
I've got a few.
He quit on them, and we haven't hit red that often. He really didn't want to do them
anymore.
We did
them last week.
I saw him in a suit. You saw him in a suit. He's just so scrawny.
Yeah.
Good-looking suit, but like...
Wheel of Strofe!
I had to put some muscle mass on it.
Whoa, something just broke. What happened?
The wheel is, like, not stopping.
There's a random washer, and it's red.
Yes! Push-up.
Look!
It's meant to
be. Things are falling apart.
Oh, no. Red
is
push-ups,
one of the
right?
Pegs? It's one of the pegs on the wheel.
Pegs. Hold on. I'll do push-ups in a second.
How many push-ups are we doing? I'm going to let Brad talk because we haven't heard from Brad in 2.5 weeks. So come up with something
15.
That you're hot on. You said what?
15.
15 push-ups.
It used to be 20. Now it's 15?
Never 20.
Okay. Brad. So you're not going up at all. You're just going to stay there. All right. Here we go. Take over, Brad.
All right. Well, I'm going to use this time to take advantage of 2.5 full weeks out. The thing about being quiet for 5 straight days, truly silent, is that you think a lot, and it's not necessarily... This is why humans need to communicate verbally. Because when you
why
just
is
sit
that, Bradley?
Back, you sit just back with all your thoughts, and you can't actually articulate them or put them out there, It can drive a man crazy. By the time I hit day 5, I was getting driven crazy.
So, like, how hard was it not speaking?
It was super hard.
Because you know you could ruin something.
Yeah, you'd basically like rip your vocal cords if you spoke too soon.
Wait a minute, so you wouldn't be able to talk ever again?
No, I just think like it wouldn't improve and they would be super raspy and they'd probably just get worse. And I mean, because they were literally had an incision on the vocal cords. So, but I was like legitimately stressed. I wish we had a camera like on the nurses that like put me out. So literally the last thing I said was before they put me out,
uh-oh.
I was like, just please remind me when I wake up to not talk. I'm going to want to say something. Just tell me not to talk. So sure enough, when they sort of get me going and they nudge my shoulder, say, hey, Brad, as a reminder, don't talk. Everything went great. So, but yeah, it was horrible. It really was horrible. Not
Wheel of Strofe!
It'd be a good punishment.
A punishment that I know I couldn't
5 days worth?
No, knowing that you can't ruin, you can ruin your voice.
I did use mouth tape, though.
Oh, wow.
As well.
How was that?
Not enjoyable. Not enjoyable. I did sleep better, though. And they say that you do sleep better because you're forced to breathe out of your nose.
During the third quarter of Saturday's Packers game, Jordan Love being interviewed on the Packers TV network. And, well, take a listen.
It's helped him be able to get as many reps as he...
Don't worry, everyone. Jordan Love is okay on that camera. Not so much.
Packers defensive back Kamal Hayden tracking down a ball and running directly into Trace Browning, the camera operator on the Packers TV network. The camera got completely taken out right next to Jordan Love, inches away from disaster. Had Love been hit there, what would the correct punishment be for Kamal Hayden?
What do you mean punishment? What is he getting?
Immediate release.
Why would Jordan Love be so close where he can get in?
He was on the sidelines, but he was being interviewed, so he was back to the field. Bad awareness.
Bad awareness for the camera folks. What the hell are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't know why the sound cone guy and stuff, they never move. Right? Like, you see the guys coming your way.
And they just
why don't we step out of the way?
I don't know.
It makes no sense to me.
I think that's probably easier said than done.
I mean, they are moving pretty fast.
Moving quick.
But I'm always lingering over there by the when I was playing, I was always lingering, you know, by like the 30-yard line. And if I saw something come my way, I'd move out of the way.
I mean, I would move out the way too because them some big dudes that hit pretty hard.
That's true. That's true.
But no, I wouldn't be mad at Kamal for what did he do?
Play? He's just trying to play.
He's trying to make a roster. He ain't worried about Jordan Love.
That roster ain't going very far without Jordan Love.
That's very true.
Wheel of Strofe!
Good spin.
It is.
Spin.
Glad you fixed it, buddy.
Oof. Whoa.
I thought you were going to do more push-ups.
I did, too. That's good. Terry McLaurin's hold-in is over as he signs a $96 million three-year extension with the Washington Commanders. Micah Parsons, however, not so over. As he was spotted falling asleep on a therapy table on the Cowboys sideline during their preseason finale
over
the weekend. Also over the weekend, Jerry Jones talking to Michael Irvin says this.
Michael. Why don't you grab Micah and come over here with him and come with me and sit down here and bridge this gap?
That illegal by the Cowboys owner and general manager. Can't negotiate with Micah without his agent. Michael Irvin, not his agent.
Can we?
So
this is so foolish.
As the Commanders are able to come to a deal with one of their superstars.
So they were always going to pay him. So what was the holdup? They just,
deadline spur action, and you know, you hold out for a little bit. You squeeze them for as much as you can, and before you say, okay, season's here. He probably got more than what they offered him in July.
Yeah, maybe.
The whole Mike. So Jerry Jones just won't speak to the agent.
Michael.
Why don't you grab Micah? Michael. Why don't you grab Micah?
Jerry Jones needs to sit his country behind down.
Dude, I love his voice.
Why don't you grab Micah? Just sit his butt down here. Listen. Jerry has lost it. He's like 86, isn't he? 85,
yeah.
Something like that. He's in his mid-80s. Like, he needs to sit down somewhere. At this point, you asking, you on a radio show or a podcast? Oh, he's 82. He's still losing it. 82 years old, sitting there, Michael, go grab Micah. And we can sit down and knock it out. No! Just pay the man. What are you talking about?
Michael, why don't you grab Micah?
He's a very lucrative owner, but he's a terrible GM. He's got to hire somebody out to be a GM. I mean, you're talking about Jerry Jones negotiating with players for money. It makes no sense. And he won't even talk to the agent.
I'm just confused about what more do they want to see from Micah Parsons to be able to pay him. What is Michael Irvin going to do?
Don't you grab Micah?
Michael Irvin still probably be on that stuff.
Looking to party.
I don't want Michael Irvin near Micah Parsons.
Well, they've already set like records for Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb, and so it's like it's not like they're an organization that's like we don't pay our guys.
And
he is a legitimate best among the best players at his position.
I'm just confused about what this all is about. If I was a Green Bay Packers fan, I would be furious. I'd be furious to see Dak Prescott getting $60-some million a year. Meanwhile, we can't sign a guy that actually, because I don't think Dak ever lead him to a Super Bowl. And so I don't understand what the holdup is for Micah Parsons. Just pay the man. If he's going to get paid $35 to $40 million a year, that's the going rate. That means you got your quarterback, you got your receiver, and you got your top defensive player. What are y'all waiting for? For real.
When you draft a guy, and especially a guy top five like Micah Parsons was, this is what you hope happens. This is what you hope happens. You hope that you get to the point where you have to pay him record-setting amounts because he plays so well and he's so disruptive. I mean, what you fear is the guy that's a total bust. So give yourself credit for being able to find that guy, but you actually have to take it all the way home and pay the man. This is what's going to happen, and they become a joke.
I hope.
Micah.
You know what I hope? I hope Jordan Love hits up his agent, who's the same agent of Micah Parsons. Thank you. And I hope he says, listen. Just bring him here to Green Bay. I went to the big boss and I said, hey, listen, can we get it done? And they said, yeah. And I hope that he comes to Green Bay. But I just don't understand what the hell the holdup is. And I hope Micah Parsons still, you know, week one, I hope Micah Parsons is right there laying on the training table taking a nap during the game again.
It becomes It's sort of a sideshow in the preseason. But if he does this in the regular season,
oh, please,
that would be amazing. It'd be like literally get your popcorn.
There's no repercussions. What are they going to do? Yeah. Like for real, what are you going to do? Just trade him. Let him go.
What are they saying he's out with right now? Like a back injury or?
I think he had an MRI and it came back clean.
Okay.
That's what was Brian Schottenheimer.
Micah.
He said that the MRI came back clean. He's going to talk to him about his behavior.
Okay. Okay. Well, there you have it.
And there you have it with the Wheel of
One more time, Strofe.
Michael, why don't you grab Micah?
I love it. I love it so much.
Micah.
This is Kyle Brunson Norman. And there is something interesting going on right now here at our office. And we're reverting back to elementary school here at Good Karma Brands. In a couple minutes, when we come back in 3-4, we're going to tell you why all of a sudden Good Karma Brands has turned into an elementary school. You want to stay locked in because you're absolutely going to love the story we tell next. This is Kyle Brunson Norman right here on ESPN Wisconsin.
Michael, why don't you grab Micah?
This is Kyle Brunson Norman.
When I'm, again, doing the Pack Arena, and as a shareholder, when I'm sizing up my ring,
Do the Pack Arena right now.
One pack of two, pack of three, pack of arena.
Hey!
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that...
It is Kyle Brunson Norman on ESPN Wisconsin. And fellas, we're missing something big right now.
Oh?
It's movie day. We all remember movie day, right? You guys remember back in elementary school? I mean, for me, because you got to understand, I was a little rugrat. When I talk about rugrat back in the day, movie day was a privilege for me. Brad, I'm sure, and Strofe, you probably missed some too because you did a lot of talking in class and probably got in trouble. Brad never missed a movie day. You never missed any of the prizes that you got for getting good grades, for turning in your homework on time, for being, you know, just being a good kid nonstop. So you never had your movie day in jeopardy. Strofe, did you ever have your movie day jeopardized at all?
Not in elementary school. Oh. I didn't start acting out until middle school.
Let me tell you. Bringing it in the pink cart day when they brought in the pink cart with the big TV. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, roll it in.
Roll it in. I don't know if Strofe had TVs rolled
in. Not a pink cart, but yeah, we had the black one on wheels. Yeah.
Rolled in the TV. That was everything. And when I was a kid, when I didn't turn in my homework and I couldn't be in that room and I had to watch the cart be rolled into a specific room where all the kids went into and I had to go into the room with the other kids that didn't complete their homework.
What would happen in that other room? I was never part of that room. I was always sit back.
Brad, you do work and you're sad. You're sad.
You're sad. Missing out on the movie one time wasn't enough to change your ways?
Listen, what do you mean? I tried, but mistakes were made. Mistakes were made. And now today I have a little FOMO, fellas, because right now there is a movie day going on with Good Karma Brands as a movie that the whole company is watching. And I found it to be a little interesting. I don't know about y'all. Is that during the work day, instead of doing work, folks get to eat popcorn, eat Twizzlers.
Yeah, I saw some Twizzlers up there.
I have some Starbursts here myself, the pink ones and the red ones, because I love pink and red ones. But I was quite amazed when our team, I saw upstairs at GKB, got a 2-hour break during the workday after lunch, to watch a movie.
You know, because when it was movie day, right? So in elementary school, you either rolled in the TV or at Hillside Elementary, shout out to Hillside Elementary, now closed, they would call into the AV department and say, hey, AV department, can we play Reading Rainbow, right?
Oh, and they're on all the TVs at once.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you know why it was a beautiful moment, Kyle?
Why is that, Brad?
So you could tune out, check out, turn off your brain, and you could sit back, relax, and just enjoy everything that Reading Rainbow or Bill Nye had to tell you.
I could do that on a Monday after a double wedding weekend.
And so do you know what I'm sure our teammates thought? I'm sure they worked very hard in the morning, but then thought, I can just check out, tune out, relax, because you know what would happen? Especially if you had different hours of the class, right? If the word got out, right? If you had maybe a class first hour, right? Maybe especially like in high school where it's like, hey, we watched a movie today. Everybody'd be like, yeah, we watched a movie. You knew come seventh
class,
hour,
yeah.
You're watching a movie, and you could start checking out for the rest of the day.
Right, Brad.
So I'm sure that they thought, oh my gosh, it's movie day. I'm going to work hard in the morning, like all of our teammates do. But then come 1 o'clock after lunch, here come the Twizzlers, here come the Milk Duds, and here comes the popcorn, and we get to enjoy a great movie, but a movie nonetheless.
So who in the world, after watching the movie's probably concluding soon, who the hell is going back to work after this?
Oof.
I'm like, what am I going to do? I got an hour left. I'm going to retire. I just had a movie. I'm almost taking a nap. You want me to go back to work? I just could not believe productivity. I tell you. I
did see, too.
What a life people have.
The room that we normally meet in for show prep, all those chairs were commandeered. Yeah, they were all commandeered to watch the movie.
That was the biggest group of people I've ever
seen.
I was just about
to say the same thing. I've never seen that many people gathered for one thing.
Yeah.
At this office.
It was massive.
Now, do you think people felt pressured? Because, you know, the CEO, founder CEO Craig Carmerson, I do a show with him, Sunday Karma with Craig Carmerson, 10 to noon every single Sunday right here on ESPN Wisconsin. Do you think people felt pressured like they had to watch the movie? Or like, what do you think? Because I did see some folks in their office still, and I was just thinking.
You did? You saw people at their desk?
I was thinking, tis, do you feel good about yourself being in the only ones in here?
What do you think is a better look? To watch the movie, to kind of go with the flow, or to say, you know what, I'm going to work through the movie. Because there's a little bit of maybe like, hey, are you not bought in?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't want to watch this movie that was particularly curated for a reason?
I feel blessed and fortunate that I'm on air right now because the movie is fantastic. I've seen it before. I probably would have worked through it because like I feel like...
No, you wouldn't pass up a movie day. You're talking big
no,
right now.
No,
but you see everyone else gathered
Brad,
there relaxed.
Brad, I'm a worker bee, man. Like, I'll be thinking my whole time, this movie is fantastic. Great, great movie. But I'll be thinking to myself, there is so much work that I could be getting done right now that it's not like the work is just going to disappear. I'm just going to do it later.
That's true.
That's what it
that's
is.
True.
And can you are you
late.
Allowed to work during the movie?
I don't think so. That's like a it's like when you go to like a Marcus Theaters, you go and you pull out your phone. They say, put your phone away because it takes away from the rest of the moviegoers.
Do you have FOMO and not being able to watch the movie? It's a phenomenal movie.
Do I have FOMO?
Brad doesn't have FOMO whatsoever.
I don't.
Brad might have had surgery, but he's still the old Brad.
I don't. I am. I'm like, listen, if it was a situation that allowed itself to, you know, maybe it was on. Maybe if we would have said, you know what? We did show prep early. We got a great show ready for you. Brad, from 1 to 2... Before KBN starts, you can sit back and relax, watch a movie. I would have said absolutely, but if said, Brad, you got to get here at 9 a.m. or something, I probably would have said, I'll stream it at home.
Wait a minute, Brad, but we got done with show prep around 1:40. You could have tuned in for at least 10 minutes.
I had to do my Darth Vader warm-ups.
You can't do the warm-up with the team?
I got to do my warm-ups. I got to do my my humidifier. Kyle, you're in the same way. Why don't you go watch the movie?
I've seen the movie before. And plus,
but you didn't see it with the rest of the teammates.
I needed to mentally prepare for this show because I'm exhausted. So I needed to mentally prepare for this show. So I had an exemption from it. But
who gave you the exemption?
Kyle Wallace.
Oh, okay.
Kyle Wallace gave himself an exemption. The hell? What you mean? Anybody ask me, I tell them. Like, listen, who told you couldn't watch it? Hell, the show. I had to get ready for KBN Nation. Had to get my mind right. 800-990-3776. Boy, I tell you, I miss movie days, and I wish I could join
in. What was your favorite movie? I'm from class.
Oh, that's a good question. You know, the last one I did, I was a teacher when I was a substitute teacher.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
The best days when you're a substitute teacher and it's a movie day. Oh, those are the best days. That's free money. It's like stealing money. I'm on the phone hanging out. They on the phone hanging out. I mean, it was the best days. And it was the last one I remember doing, which I love, and I watched the movie multiple times. I want to finish it, is the something that flew the cuckoo nest, the cuckoo that flew.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Yeah,
with
Nicholas
is the golfer.
Wait, who's? Oh, Nicholson is the actor.
Nicholson,
yeah,
yes.
I wonder how he's doing. I haven't seen him at Lakers.
Yeah, I think he's pretty old now.
He is getting up there. Great movie. I've seen the first 90 minutes. Fantastic. Don't know how it ended, but great movie. Hey, how you doing?
Kyle.
Joe's going to get so mad at me right now.
Yeah, my favorite was always Planet Earth. In high school, took AP
Planet
Environmental
Earth.
Sciences.
Oh, that's really nice.
And Planet Earth, we'd watch from time to time. And David Attenborough's voice, I know I did this once or twice, but boy, Now that, you dim the lights, you might just fall asleep.
That's nap time.
The jaguar. Crafty creature. You never know where its next meal is going to be.
Oh, you still got your Australian voice there.
One of a kind, the jaguar.
How you like it, Strofe? You like it? Good?
I'm feeling some type of way.
Oh, wow. But some type of way I'm feeling, I don't know about y'all, the Green Bay Packers starters haven't had much time together. And we think that's a problem. When we come back, we'll talk about why the Packers starters not playing together, we think, poses a bad thing for the Green Bay Packers. Keep it locked. You're listening to Kyle Brust and Norman. We'll be back in two.